How to summarize Northwest's upcoming budget in a word: reductions. As it navigates a changing and challenging higher education market, the university is seeing continued enrollment declines and responding with cost-saving measures. Vice President of Finance and Administration Stacy Carrick said the university will trim almost $3 million for financial year 2025 to 2026.
On the education in general side, our total budget decreased from $97.3 million to $94.5 million. Obviously, that's a $2.8 million decrease.
That's Carrick speaking at this week's meeting of the People, Finance, and Operations Committee, a subgroup of the Regents Board. In addition to the education in general budget, there is a smaller budget, about $20 million, for auxiliary services, which is shrinking by about $1 million. The reductions are due to lost tuition revenue year over year, as incoming classes shrink and fewer students are coming from out of state, thus paying less. Those losses were partially balanced by strong investment earnings and tuition rate increases. The rest of the budget balancing has to come through cost saving, Carrick says.
So we've been looking very thoroughly at the expense side of the world to identify the $2.8 million decrease.
This included reducing 15 full-time equivalent employees from Northwest, both faculty and staff. That's a roughly 2.5% reduction. Regent John Moore noted the university is losing enrollment faster.
You can't, on a prolonged basis, lose students at a 8 or 9% rate and only reduce staff at a 2% rate and have a sustainable business model. So hopefully we've kind of hit bottom on our student reductions this year, and we'll see that start turning around as we go forward.
The college enrolled a freshman class of 965 students last year. The university hopes to enroll 1,000 this fall, but those numbers are unclear as many high schoolers continue to make college decisions. Northwest is not alone in facing enrollment woes. Across the country, fewer students are seeking higher education. Meanwhile, America's population is aging. This has led to pressure and change in the education industry at large. The Board of Regents meets today, June 18th, to consider final passage of the 2025 to 2026 fiscal year budget and other business regarding the management and mission of Northwest. For KXCV KRNW, this is Gavin McGough.